Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Mentioned that there is one way you can fight back against this system, and that is by growing your own food. And, you know, I'm a big advocate of this. I'm into aquaponics. I'm into farming. I'm into self-reliance and, of course, you know, preparedness, just basic preparedness. The Boy Scout motto before things turned recently. So the Survival Seed Vault by My Patriot Supply is available at InfoWarsStore.com, and I want to encourage you to check that out. It's a collection of 100% non-GMO open-pollinated seeds, and I've got tons of seeds as part of not just to grow food, but also to barter with people, because people are going to need seeds. So I think of seeds as a kind of currency, actually. So help support the show here, and check that out at InfoWarsStore.com. And by the way, just in case you're curious, I don't have any financial interest in actually anything that I've promoted here, the ProPure water filters or the seeds. I'm just helping to support the broadcast, which is why I'm also in here guest hosting. Now, John Rappaport has also been a guest host here before. Lots of us are pulling for the truth. We are helping to promote alternative media because this is the only media where you're going to get the truth. I mean, think about the march against Monsanto all across the country. The mainstream media pretended the march never happened. Can you believe that? So we're telling you the truth as best we see it. So John Rappaport continues with us here for the next few minutes. John, what would you like people to remember most from your interview today? What are the take-home points from this NSA spy grid exploding in our faces?
People who thought, you know, that it was only telephones. Yes, they're spying on phone calls. We knew all about that. And maybe they're able to track things on the Internet and so forth. But now we're talking about a colossus made up of these huge tech companies, Google and AOL and, you know, all the way down the line, Microsoft, Apple, et cetera, all the way, and NSA working together as one monster, deciding what to do about what they know about you, and they're collecting everything in their capability of collecting it. And that's not only illegal, it's not only criminal, it's not only like a gigantic crime family, which it is, but it's all about freedom. And that's the thing to never give up on, to understand what your freedom means, what it is, and to resist any and all efforts to take it away from you.
And from a tactical standpoint, it's very tricky to not allow the NSA to spy on you because they're into everything now. All these tech giants have back doors directly into the government. They're copying and data mining everything, your texts, your voicemails, your Skype messages, your Facebook posts. How do you do that and still stay connected to our online world? I mean, what do? Go out and buy a Linux system and run Linux everything? A lot of people don't have the technical knowledge to do that.
I certainly don't. All I can say, Mike, is that for a number of years now, there have been who knows how many thousands or even millions of people on the Internet who decided they don't care. They just don't care. Yeah, okay, they're spying on me. Sure, all right, so they know what I'm writing and they know what I'm reading. Does that mean that I'm going to stop doing what I'm doing? No, it means that I'm going to do more of what I've already been doing. That's the point. You do more of the good things, and you just barrel straight ahead. Yes, I'm sure there are things you can do to, you know, avoid the maximum possible amount of spying on you. But, you know, you're out there, so just be out there and do it. And don't worry about, I have to pull back. That's what they want you to do. They want you to go silent. Don't go silent.
Yeah, they want to censor and intimidate, that's for sure. Well, that was John Rappaport, everybody, from NoMoreFakeNews.com. Thank you for joining us on the show today, John.
Thanks so much, Mike.
Always good to have you on. Stay with us. We've got Representative Steve Stockman, Congressman from Texas, coming up in the next few minutes right here on The Alex Jones Show.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Your home alarm works after an intruder is inside your home, but real home security begins before intruders enter. Burglaries and home invasions are at an all-time high, and crime is skyrocketing in rural and suburban areas. 85% of break-ins are through a door, and police response is often greater than 20 minutes. You can't afford to wait that long. Stop burglars with police-tested and recommended Easy Armor from Armor Concepts. Easy Armor keeps intruders out. It's barely visible and installs easily. Easy Armor reinforces a door's weak points, comes in three colors, and is guaranteed to stop kick-ins. Get Easy Armor now and get peace of mind. Order by calling 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. Or go to easyarmor.net. Spelled E-Z-A-R-M-O-R.net. Special offer only available to GCN listeners. Ask about it when you call for your Easy Armor today from Armored Concepts. Ultimate door security made easy.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic. No negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, welcome back to the Alex Jones Show, the third hour here. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, filling in for Alex. He'll be back on the show tomorrow. And you know, there's a huge backlash now forming against the NSA spy grid disclosures. Most people aren't happy to know that their private emails and phone calls are all being surveilled. I mean, their passwords, their files, their photos, you name it. It's Big Brother galore. It's Orwellian to the extreme. I mean, Orwell couldn't even have imagined this. It's unbelievable. Now, some of the comments that have been passed around the internet over the weekend about this are quite funny. Even though this is a tragedy against the Fourth Amendment and the Bill of Rights, but there's a lot of comedy out there. And in fact, some of the best comedy came from Texas Representative Steve Sockman, who was tweeting over the weekend some really fantastic tweets. I'll share a couple of them with you. And then he joins us on the show. He said, quote, "Someone should tell Obama 1984 wasn't intended to be an instruction manual." And he said, this is my favorite one, "At this point, the only way to prevent people from hearing your conversations is to have them on MSNBC." Yeah, I'm sure they will appreciate that one, but it's funny. So joining us now from Texas District number 36, I believe, is Representative Steve Stockman. Mr. Stockman, welcome to the show.
Thanks. One of the things we try to do is always have fun. And making fun of liberals, you can't have any more fun than that.
I know you have to laugh at this because it's so insane. What were your initial thoughts when you became aware of these astonishing disclosures?
Well, I mean, it follows with Obama's intent to focus on the citizens as the criminal, and the terrorists are not to be investigated. You had the Russians send us a whole profile of what was potential terrorists. And instead of, and also he subscribed to Terrorist Magazine, and he subscribed and posted terrorist websites, but that didn't rise to the level of interest. But the Tea Party and average citizens have become the target. It's alarming. We do live in an Orwellian world where good is bad and bad is good, and
it also
targeting American citizens over that of terrorists.
It's extraordinary how this apparatus has now been turned against the people, and I think you would agree with me on this, that this is being done outside of the permission of Congress. I mean, Congress has been lied to by the NSA about this. Would you agree with that characterization, or what are your thoughts?
Well, there was an actual question, which they showed in the clip of it, where they asked the head of NSA if there was a collection. I think it was a congressman. It may have been Weinman. Could ask a direct question, are you collecting massive amounts of data on each citizen? And the retort back from him was, no, we're not. So, yeah, if they claim now that that was a miss, I think Dianne Feinstein said that it was just a misunderstanding of the question. Which,
oh, really?
You know, it can be.
Well, I guess we could always say it's a misunderstanding. But what about the idea that this NSA system, it's almost omniscient? I mean, they can keep tabs on anybody, including federal judges, including people like you, including your colleagues in the House, including senators. No one is safe from this. Do you see the potential for massive abuse on this?
There is massive abuse already. I mean, it's alarming. If you think about it, these are the same guys now that want to register your guns, and they can't keep this kind of data private, yet they're claiming they can keep it private. If you register your guns, they're not going to let the data out. But clearly we have a situation which they don't have control over the information. It is Orwellian. It's alarming. And what I don't understand is why the American people aren't getting upset. It seems like no matter what Obama does, he says he has to read about what he's doing in the paper. And if he's detached from it.
Yeah, Obama's going to be really angry when he finds out what the president did.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, man, that's terrible. But, yeah, are you starting to get calls or feedback from your constituents? What's the word? I mean, I know it's only Monday, and this is going to take a while to sink in. But what's the word from your staff so far on any kind of anger, outburst about this?
Well, we're getting calls. We're just not I don't understand from my office. And by the way, we appreciate those that call us and support us, and because as you know, we're up against the big media and others that are in the mainstream. So when they call, we appreciate it. But what I understand is people outside of your listeners, you interview them or talk to them. It's puzzling to me at what degree they're willing to give up their individual freedoms for the perception of security. And we both know that you give up your individual liberties, you soon have neither.
Exactly. Right. Now, your tweets are also really part of a pattern of liberty that comes out of Texas, it seems like more than any other states. I mean, Texas is where Ron Paul came from, and then, you know, Rand Paul in Kentucky now, but of course from Texas, and you're here in Texas. There are many other liberty lovers in Texas. Is Texas really sort of the headquarters of liberty for America now?
Well, it's just becoming the last bastion, apparently. New Hampshire used to be that way, but it seems like everybody from Massachusetts moved there, and they loved the freedom in New Hampshire. They immediately voted in people that hated freedom, so it's kind of odd. But, we're in my district alone, we've had, since my election in November, we've had 30,000 new because of the ability to get jobs and to operate without as much government. There's still too much government intrusion, but at least in Texas we have, as you know, I guess you're in Austin, but you know we have less intrusion, although the Obama administration came down here to praise the jobs, but immediately is implementing more restrictions on those companies that are trying to create jobs. So,
right, that was funny. I think when Obama comes to Texas, he should stop talking and start listening, because Texas has got the economy figured out. It's got liberty figured out, at least a lot better than the feds.
I was laughing at a lady on NPR the other day. She was commenting, she's saying, these extreme right states such as Texas have unfortunately got lucky, and they're now their economy is doing better.
So, well, if you're listening,
it had to do with the extreme, quote unquote, extreme right policies, but it had to do with luck.
But see, that's just a language trick. To call freedom, to call liberty, to call the Constitution extreme, you know, that's a classic liberal leftist trick that they play on NPR as they're trying to hypnotize you, by the way. Thank you for listening to NPR.
By the way, doing it with your tax dollars.
Of course. We have to subsidize everything that's evil from the federal government.
I'm amazing that the people are shocked that government radio would want more government.
Exactly. So about your tweets, though, these are so funny. They're really funny and insightful. How do you come up with these tweets like this one? The Democrats defending IRS abuses and illegal spying programs are the same one who insists they would never abuse a gun registry database.
Yeah, well, I think it's, you know, our friends at the that do the cartoon and just went blank. What's the one that they did? They attack liberals. And they asked, I said, why do you attack liberals instead of conservatives? They said, well, conservatives are used to being attacked. But if you make fun of a liberal, they just go nuts. And we created a bumper sticker, which we actually had during the campaign. It said, if babies had guns, they wouldn't be aborted. And that just drove them nuts. So anything we can do to strike the humor, and really their positions are quite humorous. If you look at their ideology, it's easy to make fun of.
Well, it is funny. We ran a story at Natural News, my website, last week about Pink Pistols. It's a nonprofit group that teaches gays and lesbians how to shoot for self-defense. And the story just confused people. They didn't know what to attack. It was like, some of the people were like, I'm against guns, but I support gays. I can't attack the story. It's like no one could attack the story because it was crossing those two issues together in a way that doesn't normally happen. People went ballistic.
We did that with rape victims, and the Huffington Post went off on us saying, you know, how can you say that? It's just quite easy. We want rape victims to have guns.
Yeah, exactly. But then maybe they won't get raped.
Yeah, actually, we want all women to have guns. And somebody said, well, you know, women don't know how to shoot guns. I said, well, in Texas, all women do. They'll teach them.
Oh, heck, at the ranges I've seen, women are very competent with guns and rifles and shotguns as well. Let me read another one of your tweets. Obama is collecting private information on every American, but says it's wrong to make someone show an ID to vote. So true.
We talked about, which was kind of funny. Said, no, honest to God, I really did call. Just ask Obama.
Exactly.
Or the other one, you know, I don't know if you remember, or of course you're aware of this, but the head of the IRS was in the White House more than anybody else. Of course, the Obama and them never talked about this during the campaign, I'm sure. But he was in the White House 157 times. And, of course, Obama had to read the paper about him showing up 157 times. And we were talking and laughing that he didn't know that this guy was in the White House 157 times, but he knows that you ordered Domino's.
Exactly. It's so true. He seems to have no clue what's going on right around him, but then the government's keeping tabs on all the details of your private life. But any final thoughts? We're about to wrap this up, Congressman. Any final thoughts to leave us with here?
I appreciate people that follow us, and as you know, we're giving away an AR-15, which is also driving people nuts. And if you go to our website, you know, you can pick up register for a free AR-15.
Well, that's fantastic. Just make sure you give away enough ammo because people can't find that 223 these days. So
that's the next thing we're going to do.
Yeah, give them a couple of 30-round clips and say, welcome to Texas.
Yep.
All right, well, thank you, Congressman Stockman. It's a pleasure to have you on.
Thanks so much. You have a great day, and I appreciate you taking the time to talk to us.
All right, you too. This is the Alex Jones Show. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back. A lot more straight ahead.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
There is an increased need to support our immunity and health. At Silver Lungs, we are committed to meeting your needs by providing a full selection of silver-based products. Our most popular silver-based products are the 32-ounce nano silver solutions, our 2-ounce nano silver nasal applicators, as well as our all-natural silver soaps. Just released is our 100% natural silver gel. Our new silver gel is not based on synthetic gelling agents, which quickly evaporate and leave the silver at the surface. But rather, we have formulated our silver gel using the natural skin nourishing chemistry of aloe vera to quickly penetrate and nourish the skin while delivering the silver more effectively. Visit www.silverlungs.com and click on our store page to find what silver-based products are best for you. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Now is the perfect time to spring clean your body with Supernatural Silver, a non-toxic disinfectant for the body that can be used internally or externally. It helps the immune system by killing the bacteria, viruses, and mold that cause disease. This helps to reduce the workload of your already overworked immune system and allows the immune system to refocus its energy and recharge. Supernatural Silver can help combat over 300 different conditions, and it has the ability to kill over 143 types of bacteria, viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver's patented technology includes advanced scientific research with over 180 scientific studies conducted at independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes. To see how Supernatural Silver can change your life, go to supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
All right, we're going to return to phone calls here in just a minute on the Alex Jones Show. This is Mike Adams filling in for Alex today. Thank you for all your very insightful phone calls today so far. And the number to call in if you'd like to call in is 1-800-259-9231. Again, 800-259-9231. And I got to say, what I am really struck by in all of this is just how insane the media is to say, don't listen to Alex Jones. I mean, Alex Jones has been right on so many things for so long, and he's been called a conspiracy theorist for so long on all the things that are now coming out and verified as true, that, frankly, the mainstream media owes Alex Jones a massive apology. A massive apology. So all of the reporters out there in the mainstream media who have made fun of Alex and they called him a conspiracy theory and they called him a kook or, you know, whatever terms they use that are derogatory, they need to apologize now. It's all coming out. The NSA spy grid is coming out. We are under assault. We are being spied on by our own government. And the media needs to stop with the nonsense. I'm surprised. I'm surprised that they don't even have they should have like a Broadway special called "Don't Listen to Alex Jones." It would go something like, "Don't listen to Alex Jones. Don't listen to Alex Jones. No one is tapping your phones. No one is searching your homes." Like in Boston, "Don't listen to Alex Jones. Don't listen to Alex Jones. Fluoride is good for your bones. There are no government drones. Just listen to NPR, because they never go too far. Just listen to MSNBC and give them an audience of three. Don't listen, don't listen, don't listen, don't listen, don't listen to Alex Jones. Don't listen, don't listen, don't listen, don't listen, because he's always right." Yeah, I've had way too much chocolate today. Sorry about that. That's my singing debut on the Alex Jones Show. You'll probably never see me again. Like, no more of that. Get the Health Ranger. Get him off of there. Oh, my God. He's turning the show into opera. Something's gone wrong. Get Alex back here. Thank God he's on an airplane right now or he'd be calling in right this minute. All right, let's go to calls. Scott in Idaho. Scott, you're on the air with apparently an insane health ranger. Go ahead, Scott.
I think you have a fine voice, Michael.
Thank you.
I believe it was Benjamin Franklin that told us that a nation of well-informed men who have been taught to know and prize the rights which God has given them cannot be enslaved. It is in the region of ignorance that tyranny begins. I've had a website since about 1995 where I've taught people exactly what their rights are and what are the meanings of some of the words that we throw around so carelessly, like liberty, freedom, and justice. I've spent probably the last 20 years trying to define these words for myself.
Excellent. Go ahead. Plug the website. What's the site?
The website, you can find it on Google, just start page, just type in jailhouse lawyer and the word angel fire. I'm the jailhouse lawyer, and I'm on the Angel Fire domain. I've got a legal research engine there where people can do their own legal research, be their own lawyer. Many people aren't aware that at the turn of the century, most people were either their own lawyer or they got somebody that could talk for them in court. That was before the American Bar Association got a monopoly on who can practice law in the courts.
Good point, Scott. But let me ask you about the word freedom, because freedom is always abused. Obama says freedom is being spied on. That's freedom. Can you talk for a minute about the abuse of the word freedom?
Sure. Freedom, like other rights that were granted to us, and not by the Constitution or the Bill of Rights, were granted to us by God, previous to government, and those are the rights that we need to learn and cherish, because rights are property. When they steal your rights, they're stealing your property. This is the mindset that our founding fathers had, that rights are property. But the Supreme Court of the United States has told us in one of its nefarious decisions that any rights not timely demanded in the courts are deemed to be waived. So what I tell people is, if you're not in court demanding your rights, you're waiving your rights, and if you don't know what your rights are, you don't have any.
You nailed it. You nailed it. Exactly. Because people walk in, and they don't realize they're walking into a trap, a legal trap. So I appreciate your call, and I hope people check out your website there on Angel Fire. And we'll be back with more phone calls, 800-259-9231. We'll be right back in a with more of your calls. Don't listen to Alex Jones. Don't listen to Alex Jones. No one is tapping your phones. No one is searching your homes. No way! Don't listen to Alex Jones. Don't listen to...
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, there are a bunch of petitions that you need to be aware of. One petition seeks a White House pardon for the whistleblower, Edward Snowden. So search for that on Start Page, of course. Petition seeks White House pardon for Snowden. So far, well, the petition says, let me just read this. If you believe in NSA surveillance, we challenge you to a live public debate with Edward Snowden. That would be funny. Let's have the constitutional scholar Obama debating the NSA senior intelligence analyst whistleblower Snowden. Man, I'd pay money to see that. To get a front row seat for that, I'd pay good money. So far, we don't have very many signatures because it was just launched. So add some signatures. We need 100,000, and then the White House will respond to that. Also, wait a minute. I think there's 20,000. I'm mixing up. There are several petitions. All right, so there are 20,000 signatures on the petition to pardon Snowden, 21,000. And then another petition is to have Obama debate Edward Snowden. And then finally, we've also got the InfoWars petition, demand that Obama resign. And how many signatures do we have on that petition, guys, so far? You can find that at InfoWars.com or just search for the White House petition to demand that Obama resign. Save us the trouble of going through an impeachment process is the description. And that's a story by Paul Joseph Watson. That's got 13,000 signatures so far, and I'm sure it's rising quickly because that's also a very new petition. Sign these petitions. It's one way that you can make an impact on all of this. Now, we're going to go, before we go back to your phone calls, and thank you for holding, Ship, Linda, Mike, Tom, and others. We're going to go to a video from Fox News featuring Judge Napolitano and his comments on why the Fourth Amendment actually matters. Let's take a look at that.
First, though, let's take this new matter to the judge. Fox News senior judicial analyst Judge Andrew Napolitano. Harry Reid says, we should just calm down, Judge. This has been going on a long time. They've been able to stop some sort of terrorism, this, that, or the other thing. So just don't worry about it. Just relax, everybody.
See, the
First, though, let's take this new matter to the judge. Fox News senior judicial analyst Judge Andrew Napolitano. Harry Reid says, we should just calm down, Judge. This has been going on a long time. They've been able to stop some sort of terrorism, this, that, or the other thing. So just don't worry about it. Just relax, everybody.
See, the laws are really screwy here, Shep. The laws allow the executive branch, the president and his agents, to tell select members of Congress when they are doing things like that, but prohibits those members of Congress from telling the other members of Congress or the American people. Just because Harry Reid knew about this for 7 years and it's been going on for 7 years does not mean that it is constitutionally permissible. This is a fishing expedition on the grandest scale we've ever seen in American history. They are looking for a select group of people, and in order to find that select group of people, the Constitution says, present some evidence against them to a judge and you'll get a search warrant for their phones. Rather than doing that, they got a search warrant for 113 million phones.
That we know of.
That we know of. And they said to us, you know, don't worry.
It's fine.
Trust us. We're not listening to the calls. We're just keeping records of them. Who would trust them after this? The Constitution doesn't trust them. As Catherine Harris just pointed out, they lied under oath, this administration, when they were asked under
so
oath,
true.
Are you collecting information about American citizens?
Good job, Judge.
And Apple Clapper,
yeah.
Who's the head of all this.
That's the point, is who would trust the NSA at this point? How can you ever trust them? And also, how can you ever trust these technology companies? They lied to you, okay? Google, Facebook, AOL, Apple, they lied to you when they said that there are no back doors. We've seen the Prism slide. There is a back door, direct server access to all these tech companies. They've been lying to their users for years. We've got the timeline. We know what year they started the connection. Where does it end? Probably never ends unless we somehow stand up to it. And if we don't, they're going to end up reading our thoughts, okay? And throwing us in jail for thought crimes. And you know, all of us here at InfoWars are, of course, guilty of thought crimes because we actually can think. So that right there makes you a threat, a terrorist for having skeptical thoughts about the fake news that we're all being told by the mainstream media. Let's go to some more calls because we're getting such great calls today. Let's see if we can get a crazy call here at some point. But let's go to Ship in San Antonio. Doesn't sound crazy. Ship, you're on the air. Are you crazy or do you love to be spied on? What's the deal?
Oh, man, I hate being spied on, dude. And it seems like they just more and more spy on us.
Yeah, that's their goal. That's their system. And you're paying for it, Ship. Your tax dollars are paying for you to be spied on. How do you like that?
It's pretty typical. I mean, that just goes along with the whole agenda that they push on us every day.
Well, what do you think we should do about it? Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Oh, no, it's cool. I live here in San Antonio, you know, and I have a bunch of friends that are, you know, ex-military and a bunch of the alphabet gangs and stuff. And they have, you know, kind of given me info here and there. And basically there are, you know, hubs here in San Antonio that are spy stations, dude. Like, they listen to your calls. They do everything. It's a data mining center.
Yeah.
And there's not just one. There's quite a bit. Like, the one I know for sure is an old Kmart. That's to the magnitude of how big it is.
the blue light special surveillance grid.
No kidding, right?
Yeah. So what do your friends say they want to do about it? Are they just going to sit back and let the NSA roll over them or what?
Well, it's not like, I mean, I'm one of a few, you know, my brother-in-law is really big into it, like feels the same way I do, but you know, it's kind of hard to push and not push, just like open the ears to people that, you know, don't want to hear it. You know, you kind of gradually ease them into it.
Like, some people like at first you tell them their emails are being read.
You know, and it's frustrating because you want somebody to be like, you know, take the bull by the horns, you know, and they are just so naive and weak to say, you know, well, whatever, this is the way it is. And I'm like, dude, you can't be like that, man. You've got to really get out there and say, you know what, enough is enough, dude. And they're like, well, where do I start? What do I do?
I'm
like,
well, no shit. They trust the Obama government. They trust Obama. See, they wouldn't trust a Republican with these powers. No, because that would be bad. And I agree, that is bad. But they trust a Democrat with it because Democrats never do anything evil. Get that straight.
It's the naivety and this, it can't happen to us, this exceptionalism. Like, you know, that, oh, you know, it won't happen to us here, which is a crock, and it's a shame that people don't see that, you know, it can happen anywhere. It's not just saying, oh, this could happen somewhere else or a foreign country. Like, why are we so exempt? Why are we so special? We are not. We are humans and people just as everywhere else.
And well, in fact, it's so bad that the whistleblower fled to China to tell the truth about America. I mean, it's like fleeing to North Korea and saying, Kim Jong-un, you know, give me freedom. That's how bad it's gotten in America.
It's just crazy. And it's like, where do we cross that line to say, you know what, enough is enough? Like Adam Protest and stuff, I was totally for that. But at the same time, it's like, man, that's a thin blue line to where you got to say, man, what could they stage something like that, even though a peaceful protest should be that of the people. And it's like we have gotten so far away from our forefathers that they are rolling in their graves.
Well, it's like, clear this is never going to be stopped by a bunch of peaceful protests. I mean, I'm not calling for violence, but peaceful protests are going to go nowhere because they're just going to keep lying to us, basically.
Exactly. And it's like if a peaceful protest isn't enough and these little, you know, tidbits of information we're getting that aren't awaking everybody, it's like, what is? What will wake you up, people?
It's going to have to be like a mass roundup of people, you know, throwing them into the incinerators, and then, you know, maybe some people wake up. But great call, Ship. I really appreciate you calling in. Good conversation there. Let's go to Mike in Chicago. Mike, you've got comments about false flags? That's what the notes say?
Yeah. You know, I was just kind of looking at some of the stuff going on in California, and it kind of seems kind of odd how some of these people get away with walking around with what they say that they're carrying. You know, somebody with a vest with multiple clips and shotguns and assault rifles. How did this guy walk around and not get caught by anybody?
You're talking about that shooting.
Yeah. How did nobody take this guy down?
Well, you know? I know since people get the police called on when they're carrying an umbrella or a water gun or a Pop-Tart.
Absolutely. You know, I live in an association, which I think they're like Nazis, you know, and
right.
Where I live.
Homeowner
and
Nazis.
And I was burning one day some leaves. Next thing I know, I have four police officers at my house for burning leaves.
Yeah, well, that's an act of terrorism against the environment there, bud.
I'm telling you. And, you know, I wanted to tell a quick story. I'm in my mid-30s, and when I was about 8 years old, my dad took me to Army Surplus for my birthday. And
ooh,
he said,
that must
get whatever
fun.
I want.
Kid in a candy store.
Fun, but well, I got like boots and a little backpack, and then they had like little training grenades, you know, and they had holes in the bottom. Well, I actually brought it to school because we used to play war.
Yeah.
And I threw it like into like a crowd of kids were playing, and I knew it was fake then, you know. Well, the next thing I know, I'm in the office, and all that happened at that time was, I went to a Catholic school. All that happened at that time was my dad got called, my mom got called, you know, my dad whooped my butt. But now, if you did that, even if it was fake, you'd be thrown in jail, and they'd throw the jail away.
Oh,
they'd never
yeah.
hear from you again.
No, they would arrest
you
the
know?
Parents, take the kids. Yeah, I mean, gee, how dare you have a fake, you know, hand grenade?
Unbelievable. And, you know, I was 8 years old. I knew it was fake, but it was, you know, when you're a kid like that, it was fun playing war and stuff.
Well,
but nowadays, if you did that...
What if you had a little toy tank? You know, a toy tank? It might be a real one. They could
absolutely.
How dare you bring a tank to school?
Absolutely.
You know?
And, you know, just, you know, I just wanted to say, you know, that the times have changed so much now. And I'm in
oh,
my early 30s, and I'm looking at going, wow. I feel like I'm turning into an old man because just stuff is changing so fast, and the way kids are growing up and being, you know, sheepled into the way they got to learn, the way they got to think, and the things they can and can't do, and it, you can't have a garden, you can't have this, you can't have that anymore, and it's just America is not America anymore.
Well, you're right, Mike, and now these kids are growing up under the regime of the NSA. So as these kids grow up, everything is being monitored. Can you imagine when those kids grow up and become, let's say, congressmen or senators? All the stuff they did as kids being used against them by the NSA. I mean, imagine that. I mean. Come on, we were all, you know, 18 once. Think of the stuff you did when you were 18. Well, imagine if that was all on the record. Come on.
No. So,
yeah, well good.
Thank you for your time. I just wanted to get that out, and I love the show, and you guys are doing an awesome job. Keep it going.
Well, good call, Mike. Thank you for your comments. I really appreciate the callers today. Let's go to another caller, Josh in Utah. Josh, you're live on national radio. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Mike, I think you're doing an awesome job, and I would love to see you have your own show, if you choose.
Hey, thank you, sir. Well, I've offered Alex to do a weekly health show, like a health exposed type of show. So as soon as his new studio is ready, maybe we'll do that. I'd love to do it.
That would be great. Also, I thought this year's Bilderberg coverage was outstanding. It was great to see they actually admit that they exist. Now, the next step is to actually have them admit what they're actually talking about.
Are you talking about that conference that doesn't exist?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one. Well, you notice I didn't talk about it today because I don't talk about things that don't exist. How dare you call about the B, the B thing, you know, because letters of the alphabet are thought crimes. You have to talk about something other than B. I'm sorry.
Okay, well. Tell me what you want me to talk about.
Well, we have to talk about the Ilderberg conference, is my point.
Ilderberg. Oh, Ilderberg, okay.
And the Ilderbergers.
It was a great conference. I thought a lot of things got out there, and a lot of things came out, and I'm just happy things are progressing in the right direction.
Well, isn't it interesting, though, Josh, that 5 years ago the media pretended that Alex Jones was delusional when he was reporting about the Ilderbergers, and now... They say, oh, it's all real, but it doesn't matter. It's just a bunch of people meeting about nothing really important.
Yeah, they're just talking about, you know, how to improve their businesses. They're doing such a good job.
Yeah. So it's like a country club. They're just shooting pool, ordering chicken fried steak, and having some tea. That's the Ilderberg conference. Well, thank you for your call, Josh. Some good points. Let's go to Dave in Michigan with maybe comments on the NSA. Dave, you're on the air.
Hey, Mike. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to say I think Alex did a great job in England, and I've really learned a lot from you over the years sitting in for Alex. And ditto to the last caller about you having your old show, and I'm just telling you, I'm walking over the window. I'm opening my window. I'm sticking my head out the window, and I'm saying, I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to tell you anymore!
Yeah, man, say it. I love it. I love your energy.
People are off the charts. The news, the media, the you know, the government, everybody. It's in the neighbors, and you know, people are so asleep at the wheel. It's pathetic. You can't wake anybody up. We've been on Youngevity for 2 years. That stuff is great. I'm legally blind, and I moved from the city to the country on 10 acres because of Alex Jones. You know, I don't agree with everything he says, but I'm telling you, he is the best we got. And, you know, you're right up there with him. And I love what you're teaching us about, you know, our bodies and the environment and, you know, just being the health ranger. And,
Well, thank you, Dave. Thank you, Dave. I love your energy and your passion, and you're right. You know, none of us are perfect, but we're the best we got, you know, right. And it's not about any person. It's not about Alex or me or any, or, you know, Salenti or anybody. It's not about any people. It's about how we, the people, are standing up against this tyranny and exposing the tyranny and telling the truth, even in the face of just incredible lies and deceptions by the mainstream media.
Exactly.
And we won't shut up, and we won't put up with it, and we won't sit down and behave. We're going to keep speaking out and fighting back against these injustices. We're going to keep doing it right here from Infowars.com and all of the alternative media, which is the new mainstream media. So you're right on. I love your passion, and we're with you, man.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for your call, Dave. Let's go to Mark in Philadelphia. Go ahead, Mark. Welcome to the show.
Hells Ranger.
Hey.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing good today. I'm having a little too much fun, I've been told.
I've got a quick list of items I'd love to hit you with real quick.
All right. Go for
first
it.
First off, not only does this snooping stifle and eviscerate the Fourth Amendment, but it clearly stifles the First Amendment because you have people of all kinds, of all their different types of digital communications where they're going to feel like they can't say anything, as if they probably shouldn't have already, moving forward because, both personal and otherwise, it's going to be recorded to be used against them as blackmail, a la J. Edgar Hoover, for the next decades.
Oh, yeah.
Number one. Secondly, I have not heard anyone talk about the fact that this massive amount of business espionage that's going to be going on here where, you know, we're talking about Iran-Contra on steroids.
Secret. Hey, Mark, we got to go to break. Stay on the phone, though. We'll come right back to you after this break and continue with your points, okay? It's a great call. Stay with us. This is the Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back after this break with more insanity. You never know.
Hi, my name is Stephen Huer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low-quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Alex and I want to thank you for the generous support of the Oklahoma food donations pouring in every day. In just 6 days, over 37,000 servings have been shipped. Your $25 and a subsidy from eFoods Direct will send a 7-day supply of food to someone in need. Please keep Oklahoma important, but we've got serious food issues. For example, the rising cost of food, especially beef, last year's worst drought in 50 years, and the mandated ethanol production has dried up the feed supply for livestock. Chinese are offering $4.7 billion to buy our largest pork producer. Find out more and get the one solution you can count on at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Now get free shipping every day. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Did you ever look at the stains in your coffee cup and then realize that's exactly what happens to your teeth? PowerSwabs is the 5-minute solution to get your teeth white without visiting the dentist. This is John Greenhut, the CEO of PowerSwabs. And if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, all it takes is 5 minutes with PowerSwabs. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. It's clinically proven to whiten natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lifts stains off of your teeth. Best of all, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. To try PowerSwabs risk-free, dial 1-800-960-9553. That's 1-800-960-9553. I guarantee you a bright white smile will have your friends, family, and coworkers talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free today. 1-800-960-9553. That's 1-800-960-9553.
find behind the desk here at the Alex Jones headquarters in InfoWars Studio today. I walk in, and there's the Infidel body armor just sitting here. Oh, my God, it's heavy, too. And I was joking with the guys that we should have a new brand called Infidel Castro body armor that only stops communist bullets. They thought that's not even funny. Gone too far. Infidel armor. They're a sponsor of the show now, right? That's why this armor is here? Or is this Alex's plan? This is his escape plan. He's going to come back, say something, interview Ed Snowden, and then slap on the body armor and head out of here. No, I'm sorry. Let's go to calls. Nick in California, you're on the air, Nick. Crazy subjects. What's on your mind, Nick?
There are magnetic strips on the road that detect cars just for get flowing. Well, the status quo is a collective of information being sold for personal gain and the use of it for manipulation.
Yeah.
And the crazy part is you're either getting your blood and urine samples just for environmental aspects. The chemtrails are going stealth.
Wait a minute.
Your grocery cards. They know what you're buying. Maybe they'll get somebody into that company. And I'm afraid to buy bottled water anyway. I have to because I'm poor.
Wait a minute. I just want to clarify. So you're saying, I mean, they are swabbing your DNA at police stops and checkpoints now, and they are monitoring your grocery purchases with your loyalty cards. You're right.
And I've had my blood test, my urine test just taken, and a week later there was a door slam, and I thought I was smelling something, and things went wrong with me for a while.
What?
I mean, that's reality today. All these chemicals and concentrations that can be used.
Well, I don't quite track everything you're saying, but I think you're onto something.
A criminal is a biological corrupt, and if you're in a holy place like the land of Jesus, and they pour something in your they can run stealth.
I'm curious what's in your urine test. Let's go to the next caller, Mike in Wyoming. Sorry, it's just it helps to have your thoughts organized. Mike, you're in Wyoming. You're on the air. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hi, Mike. I was watching Fox News as I was getting ready for work this morning, and I heard Congressman Kevin McCarthy say some pretty nasty things about the whistleblower, the
Snowden.
Younger Snowden. Thank you.
Yeah.
Who went up to Hong Kong, and then Stephen King was quoted also as saying that no country should give sanctuary to these guys. And I would encourage people to call their offices. That is McCarthy and King.
Peter King.
Peter King. Thank you. And the.
It is a horror novel that we are reading, though.
Yeah. A former IRA terrorist, gun runner. This man should know terrorism when he sees it.
Uh-huh.
But call their offices and encourage him to impeach Obama rather than trying to discourage whistleblowers. And one other thing, you were talking about the NSA and how health information is not going to be safe anymore. The AIG, the American Insurance Group, which controlled the majority of medical insurance in this country until it was bought out basically by the government. I mean, they were run by Morris Greenberg, who was closely attached to the CIA. So I have no doubt that the CIA had access to medical records for many years during Greenberg's tenure there.
Well, it's pretty clear that we are now living under a spyocracy, maybe combined with an idiocracy, but definitely a spyocracy component. Well, anyway, I thank you for your call. That's our last caller. That's our show for today. Thank you for listening or watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. Check more news at Infowars.com. Thank you to the crew today. Did a great job. Awesome show. I enjoyed the calls and the production values. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. NaturalNews.com is my website, and this is Infowars.com. Alex is back tomorrow. I don't know when I'm back, but he'll let me know. Talk to you later.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10%.
20% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.